Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Before we get to Dean Reynolds, Steve Grzanich, I just saw the picture you shared on Twitter of National Guardsmen sleeping in the Capitol, just getting some shut-eye with riot gear at their side. And how did you put it in your retweet?
It is comforting and unnerving all at the same time see all of this happening at the Capitol. I mean, there are literally hundreds of National Guards troops that are there. I think this is probably one of the lower hallways of the Capitol, if my memory serves me right. But they have their batons there. They're armed. They have riot shields laying near them as they take a quick nap, as they've been assigned there to duty at the Capitol.
I think that they should, you know, like when there's a big snowstorm at O'Hare, they got all the cots in the closet they bring out for people. The Capitol should get that for our National Guard troops that are there. It's a hard floor they're sleeping on. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, it's a marble floor. That's not very comfortable at all.
Not at all. Busy day at the Capitol. For more on that, we got Dean Reynolds joining us. Of course, WGN America's News Nation national political correspondent. Good morning, Dean.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Good. And boy, a busy day, culminating the busy week, and it'll continue here for a while in Washington, D.C. What's the TikTok on how impeachment goes in the House today?
Well, it'll go very quickly, it appears. The article of impeachment will be entered on the dais in the House, and there will be probably very limited debate on the article. Which involves, you know, incitement to an insurrection, and sort of a suggestion that the president abused his power by pressuring some officials to overturn the election, like what he did in Georgia, for example. Mm-hmm. Then there'll be a vote, and it's highly likely that he will be impeached for a second time by the end of the day today.
And it looks like it'll be a bipartisan vote. Now, that word can be used if even one Republican does it, and I'm sure if that had been the case, Nancy Pelosi and Democrats would be quick to call it a bipartisan vote. The last I checked was, what, five Republicans? Have we learned of any more in the last couple hours that are going to support this impeachment process?
Not by name, but you're right. There's five who have attached their names to this movement to impeach the president, but the White House, from what I can tell, is expecting maybe a dozen Republicans will bolt from the president's side and join the Democrats on this one. It's not really in doubt, though. The Democrats control the House.
Right.
They will pass the resolution. There are no Democrats who are opposing impeachment. So it's going to pass, but if there's a considerable number of Republicans, it could give cover to senators, Republican senators, when the actual article gets to the Senate.
Yeah. You talk about cover for people. My resources that still are in Washington from my time there, a lot of them saying that Kevin McCarthy has told House Republicans that, hey, if one of our own votes for impeachment, there shouldn't be attacks on that member, not only for their physical safety, but for the reason that they're going to have tough elections in 2022, and that could be an issue. I think that's a stark contrast from the first impeachment, when there really was no cover offered for House Republicans.
Right. There was lockstep party discipline in the first impeachment, which seems like a long time ago, but it was actually, last winter.
Yeah.
And both in the House and in the Senate, McConnell is not, insisting on party discipline for his caucus either. And on the point of exposure by Republicans who vote for impeachment, there's a group now of Never Trump Republicans who are trying to raise money. The last figure I saw was $50 million to go to Republicans who vote for impeachment. In other words, to help them get over the hump of voting to impeach the president. That tells me that, you know, there's considerable exasperation with this president, and it could actually you know, turn out that he is not the lodestone on Republicans in 2022 that he appears to be right now.
It's so interesting. Look, I would love every congressman, Republican or Democrat, to always stand up for their values no matter what. But these are politicians and this is politics. And boy, they don't only have to worry about their general reelections in 2022. You're talking about primary challenges.
Right.
And to go even deeper into the weeds, Dean, this is a redistricting year. And you're going to have state legislatures and governors drawing new maps. And some, I imagine, are worried about favorable or unfavorable maps based on this vote, potentially.
No question about it. They, you know, the president has put his party in a very awkward situation. The Democrats don't suffer any of this. You know, they got no angst about doing this at all. The Republicans, on the other hand, you know, when you're asked to vote your conscience, that tells you right there it's a difficult vote, because usually they can just rely on party discipline. But, you know, the Republicans who are opposed to this are trying to recalibrate the argument a bit by saying just the act of impeachment would be too divisive for the country. And the president said something like that yesterday. He said, I think it's causing tremendous danger to our country, and it's causing tremendous anger. I want to see no violence. Well, that's trying to put the shoe on the other foot, you know, that it's the Democrats now who are inciting. And I don't know that that argument is going to fly. It's certainly not going to fly in the House today, because we are going to get an impeachment.
And it's an ever-changing situation the more evidence we get. In fact, in the press conference yesterday, reports of you will be shocked to see what you determine and find out later on. Dean, unfortunately, we're out of time. A great discussion. Thanks for giving us the rundown, okay?
You got it. Thanks.
Dean Reynolds, the great national political correspondent for News Nation.